Chuck Grassley, FBI has voluminous evidence from whistleblowers against Biden family. By Wendell Hasebo on October 17, 2022. The Federal Bureau of Investigation, FBI, possesses voluminous evidence from congressional whistleblowers against members of the Biden family business, according to Senator Chuck Grassley, ARIA. The Justice Department has reportedly delayed its final decision on whether Hunter will be charged for alleged tax and gun-related violations due to his drug abuse. Critics of the president's family say Hunter's altered mental state seemed to have no negative impact on his ability to sell access to President Joe Biden via business deals with Chinese and Ukrainian entities. Based on recent protected disclosures to my office, the FBI has within its possession significant, impactful, and voluminous evidence with respect to potential criminal conduct by Hunter Biden and James Biden, the senator wrote in a letter he sent to Attorney General Merrick Garland, FBI Director Christopher Wray, and Delaware U.S. Attorney David Weiss, who is running the criminal investigation into Hunter Biden, obtained by the Washington Examiner. Hunter's former business partner and whistleblower Tony Bobulinski formed a sufficient basis to open a full-field investigation on pay-to-play grounds. However, it is unclear whether the FBI did so and whether the information is part of the ongoing criminal investigation by U.S. Attorney Weiss, Grassley wrote. Grassley suspects former FBI agent Timothy Beaux shut down an investigation into Hunter's laptop, a separate case from the tax and gun-related probe. Bobulinski personally met with President Joe Biden in 2017 for an hour to discuss the Biden's family business plans with the Chinese. Bobulinski confirmed 10 held by H for the big guy was in reference to a discussed plan for Hunter to hold equity on behalf of Joe Biden. The evidence within the FBI's possession that I am referencing is included, in part, in a summary of Tony Bobulinski's October 23, 2020, interview with FBI agents, Grassley's letter continues. In that interview, Mr. Bobulinski stated that the arrangement Hunter Biden and James Biden created with foreign nationals connected to the communist Chinese government included assisting them with potential business deals and investments while Joe Biden was vice president. However, that work remained intentionally uncompensated while Joe Biden was vice president. After Joe Biden left the vice presidency, the summary makes clear that Hunter Biden and James Biden worked with SFC-affiliated individuals to compensate them for the past work and the benefits they procured for SFC. Grassley has stated that SFC, a now-defunct Chinese energy company close to the CCP, wired Hunter and James Biden's firms $5 million in 2017. The Washington Post has admitted Hunter profited $4.8 million in retainer and consulting fees from SFC through 2017 and 2018. Emails show that Hunter cut a key to an office for Joe and Jill Biden to facilitate their agreement with SFC. Grassley also detailed further evidence against Hunter regarding the Biden family's business ventures in Ukraine, where Hunter sat on Burisma's board and reportedly collected $80,000 a month while Joe Biden was vice president. The FBI has within its possession a series of documents relating to information on Mykola Slachevsky, the owner of Burisma, and his business and financial associations with Hunter Biden, Grassley wrote. The documents in the FBI's possession include specific details with respect to conversations by non-government individuals relevant to potential criminal conduct by Hunter Biden. Overall, 17 instances show Joe Biden has been involved in his family's business deals. Joe Biden and his staff have claimed 7 times the president has had no part in the family business. I've never spoken to my son about his overseas business dealings, Joe Biden claimed in 2019. But in 2018, Joe Biden called Hunter and left a voicemail about a business deal with the Chinese energy company SFC. The voicemail revealed the Biden family's concern that sensitive information was included in a New York Times article about Hunter's involvement with SFC's chairman Yi Jianming. Hey pal, it's Dad. It's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, just give me a call. Nothing urgent. I just wanted to talk to you, Joe Biden said. I thought the article released online, it's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times, was good. I think you're clear. And anyway, if you get a chance, give me a call. I love you, the message concluded. Hunter Biden is the subject of a brand new narrative film, My Son Hunter, marking Breitbart's expansion into film distribution. The film was directed by Robert Davi, Goonies, License to Kill, Die Hard, and stars Lawrence Fox, Victoria, Inspector Lewis, the Professor, and the Madman, as Hunter Biden, Gina Carano, the Mandalorian, Deadpool, Heist, as a Secret Service agent, and John James, Dynasty, as Joe Biden. It was produced by Fela McAleer and Anne McElhinney. Gosnell Movie, FBI Lovebirds, Undercovers, from the Unreported Story Society. The film is available right now for streaming and downloading at mysonhunter.com. The trailer below has been viewed almost 5 million times across social media. The Ann and Phelim Scoop. The Ann and Phelim Scoop is a podcast and media organization founded by Anne McElhinney and Phelim McAleer. The Ann and Phelim Scoop podcast is a project of the Unreported Story Society, a 501c3 nonprofit. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.